You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
Last weekend saw the United States and Israel airstriking Iran, with Iran retaliating with strikes on Israel, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait. The New Zealand government put out a press release soon after, condemning Iran for the strikes and for protest crackdowns earlier this year. While the press release and later communications from the government have called for all parties to follow international law, the government has offered little in the way of criticism of the United States and Israel's bombings. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, when asked if the strikes were legal, said it would be up to each country to provide its own justification. This past week also saw a new policy from the government that would look to reclaim ACC payments from those already receiving welfare payments. ACC claimants usually receive funding to support their inability to work. However, those on the benefit will already be receiving such funds regardless. While there is cross-party support for a change that would remove this double dipping, this policy, announced by the government, would also charge back some of those who have already benefited from the loophole. The move has been criticised by opposition MPs, who say creating debt for already marginalised or vulnerable groups is unfair and morally questionable. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I asked about the New Zealand government's stance on conflict in the Middle East and issues with this new ACC policy change, beginning on the Middle East. I want to talk about the US and Israel's bombing campaign on Iran, which started last Saturday. Since the conflict began, the government, New Zealand government, has come out and condemned Iran. What is our response to Iran, and also what is our response to the actions from the US and Israel?
Well, you're right. The New Zealand government has condemned Iran's nuclear program, its ongoing destabilising activities in the region, which have gone on for 47 years, and elsewhere, including attacking community centres in Buenos Aires, of all places, and killing dozens of people. And the New Zealand government's also condemned the repression of Iran's own people. And so, New Zealand's expectations are that as soon as possible, that conflict ends and that peace is restored, that the trade routes are protected, and that the Iranian people have an opportunity, if it is their will, to choose a different leadership.
In a press release on the most recent conflict, you mentioned some of the key points there. The government noted New Zealand has consistently condemned Iran's nuclear program, its destabilising activities in the region, and its repression of its own people. We've seen Israel also do similar things, developing weapons policies, airstriking multiple neighbours in the past 2-3 years, and repressing Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank. In the interest of consistency in our foreign affairs approach, will we see a similar condemnation towards Israel?
Well, look, there's no equivalence whatsoever. When you have terrorist-backed regimes like Hamas in Gaza or Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the West Bank launching terrorist attacks on Israeli civilians from neighbouring territory, of course any country is going to defend itself. So I don't think there's any equivalence there whatsoever.
Does Iran not then also have a right to defend itself, or is that a different situation?
Well, Iran is the instigator. Iran has established, maintained and supported terrorist infrastructure in Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. Hezbollah, their proxy, supported the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria, killed hundreds of thousands of their own citizens. The Iranians fueled, provided material support, logistics, and operational support to the Shiite groups that were attacking not just the US, but also the new Iraqi government in Iraq. I mean, this regime has been sowing terror and chaos in the Middle East for 47 years, and no one, absolutely no one, except a few very sad people in New Zealand are mourning its loss. And you just got to contrast it with all of those Iranians in New Zealand who turned out in Wellington on the weekend to hold hands, link arms, and show their support for the Iranian people and for an end to their dictatorship. I think that is where this conflict is going to end. It's going to end with the Iranian people having choices that they haven't had up until now.
Yeah, my comments are not saying that the Iranian regime is not to be condemned here. I'm saying we should be definitely condemning the airstrikes. What I'm getting at here is that there seems to be a double standard in the Middle East around the politics of these two countries. We've seen Israel striking some of its neighbours, and we've also seen Iran doing the same. How are those things any different?
Well, I've explained it. I mean, the groups that Israel has attacked in response to terrorist atrocities like Hamas, like Hezbollah firing rockets into Israel, they're all Iran-backed groups on the border with Israel. Or it's the Assad regime in Iran, which was an Iran-backed regime in Syria, killing its own people. So there is no moral equivalence whatsoever. It's a fatuous and facile argument. If anyone is making that genuinely, then they should be dismissed. They're not a serious person.
We've also seen the US and Israel in their striking of Iran hitting civilian targets. While intention is unconfirmed as of yet, we saw a strike hitting a school in Iran, killing 165 civilians. Does the government plan to comment on this attack?
Look, those reports, if they're valid, that's very, very disturbing and disappointing to learn of any civilian casualties of that nature. I'm not aware that the government has made a statement about that, except to say that we do have concerns about all those affected by the conflict, and in particular the families of New Zealanders who are worried about their loved ones in the region.
Moving on more locally now as well, there are concerns that fuel prices could spike given the conflict in the Middle East. Is the government taking any action to prevent or mitigate some of the damage around these fuel spikes?
Well, New Zealand has increased its onshore storage of fuel. That was one issue that we inherited from the previous Labor-led government, which was after cancelling, was essentially extinguishing the ability to export for oil and gas. Standing by idly while the Marsden Point oil refinery closed, they had no plan B. So what this government has done is insist on higher quantities, higher volumes of storage of jet fuel, diesel and petrol. So we have sufficient. And of course, there are refineries in Southeast Asia, notably Singapore and South Korea, of course, which New Zealand gets a large volume of refined crude from. So New Zealand's in a good position in terms of stocks.
Next, I want to discuss the welfare payment change around ACC and the Ministry of Social Development. For those unfamiliar, what are the changes and why are they coming about?
Well, up until recently, there was essentially a technical issue with the legislation, so that somebody receiving social welfare benefits, particularly, say, unemployment benefit or sickness benefit, who also became eligible for accident compensation, were able to receive both, even though the whole purpose of accident compensation in terms of its weekly payments is to cover lost wages. And of course, if you're on the unemployment benefit or sickness benefit, then it can be assumed that you're not actually receiving weekly wages. So there was just some technical discrepancies that needed to be cleared up by the changes in legislation so that people essentially weren't receiving two forms of government assistance.
And this policy saw some cross-party support until more recently when Labor withdrew its support over the retrospective component of this change. The change would not only affect people going forward, but is also set to affect people who have, in many cases, already spent some of this money. Is it fair to backcharge these people?
Absolutely. The New Zealand taxpayer has the right to recover monies that have been paid by mistake, or where money has been essentially people have received payments they weren't entitled to. So, you know, in the case of a child support debt, or in the case of people who failed to pay their GST, of course, the government and taxpayers are entitled to go and recover that money from any individuals.
This situation feels a little bit different, though, because in many cases, you know, these people are receiving the unemployment benefit. They're receiving ACC compensation. These are some of the most vulnerable groups in society. Also, survivors of abuse, right? Survivors of sexual abuse, abuse in sick care. People who spent the money as they needed it. Almost all of them not intentionally exploiting this double payment. Why are we, you know, going back and saying you have to pay this back when these are some of the most vulnerable members of our society?
Yeah, well, I think you explained it perfectly well. It's a double payment.
And just checking, do you want to add anything to that, or is that it?
Well, the Ministry of Social Development still has discretion over how repayment happens. But you know, the law is clear what people are entitled to. There were some technical issues with the law and some operational issues, which meant that some people received payments for things that they weren't. It turns out that they weren't entitled to, and you know, nobody would be able to rationalise away the fact that if you're on the unemployment benefit, you're certainly not entitled to receive weekly payments from ACC as if you're in work. The New Zealand taxpayer and those who pay into the accident compensation scheme, which remember is funded by employees and employers, you're entitled to know that people who do receive payments that they're not entitled to will have to pay them back. It's pretty simple.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court speaking to me about conflict in the Middle East and charging back those receiving ACC payments while on welfare.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.